Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you the truth on the Word. As we act upon the Word, we're going to overcome. And we're talking about overcoming temptation in our life. And it's important for you to realize that you don't have to fall for the temptations of the devil. We know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Tries to come and take the word out of your heart. He tries to stop the production of your faith. And he's testing you to get you off the word, to draw you into a contradiction so that you'll compromise and enter into that temptation so he can bring destruction in your life. What's the answer? Choose the Word of God in every situation. You don't have to fall for temptation. You got to be established in that. Matthew 26:41, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. In Mark 4:38, it says, watch ye and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. That word willing really means a readiness, a willingness with a readiness. We need to be ready. That's why we've got to learn to watch or be vigilant in our life. Watch and pray so you don't enter into the temptation. Notice you have to enter into it in order for it to become sin. Satan brings his temptations. If you will resist them, then you will not yield to that and commit sin in your life. And it's so important that you learn to watch and pray. In fact, in the parallel passage in Luke 22, he said, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. If you're kind of lazy, if you're a sluggard, if you're not a person who's going to be built up in the Word, and if you're not going to be watchful and pray, then you're going to be easy for the enemy to bring you into entering into temptation. Because you're not going to be able to overcome that temptation just by your own willpower, by your own feelings, by your mental ability. You are dealing with a spiritual enemy arrayed against you. It is the devil coming at you. And you've got to deal with him with spiritual means. That's the way Jesus overcame, with the Word of God. Because you must understand that this temptation is coming to get the Word out of your heart. Luke 8:12, the Bible says, then comes the devil, takes away the Word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. And in verse 13 it says, when they hear, they receive the Word with joy. But they didn't have root, because they weren't a hearer and a doer, but consistently, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation they fall away. Don't fall away in the time of temptation. Instead, resist the devil by continually doing the Word. And one of the keys for you to overcome temptation is having established the roots of the Word of God, the root system in you. You have roots when you are a continual hearer and doer of the Word of God. And that is so very important in your life. Now, Jesus has been through every temptation. And remember, you don't have to fall for it. If Jesus didn't fall for it, well, he's on the inside of you, and he'll lead you and guide you so that you don't fall for it. Hebrews 4:15, the Bible says, he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Jesus overcame, and so can we. In James 1:12, the Bible says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Those that really love him are those that do the Word of God. And you're going to be tested by the enemy, but you're going to receive that crown of life if you endure the temptation. Every one of us are going to go through the pressure that the enemy brings against us to tempt us, to try to bring us to yield to a sin. In fact, in Revelation 3:10, the Bible says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. God will keep us and protect us from temptation if we are keeping his word. That principle, as it says, which will come upon all the world and try them that dwell upon the earth, that's here in the end times. But also this principle works just in our daily life. If you will keep the word of God, then you will be kept from entering into the temptation. And I'll tell you, God wants you to overcome in your life. Now, how are you going to be able to overcome? You got to know some things that are going on when the devil shows up to tempt you. You got to know some facts of what's going on. This is the enemy trying to deceive you away from the Word. And this is why in James 4:7 it says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. I'll tell you, when you are coming, have an enemy coming against you, you better immediately submit yourself to God. How do you submit yourself to God? By acknowledging His Word, by yielding to His Word. You start thinking, what does the Word say about this? You know, I tell our congregation and believers all the time, think about what does the Word say in this situation. That is submitting yourself to the Lord. And then you're in a position to resist the devil with the Word of God, and he'll flee from you. That's exactly what Jesus did. Jesus would submit to the Father, and then he would have the Word that would be quickened to him, and he would resist the devil, and the devil would flee from him. As you draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. And he wants you to be resisting the enemy, but you've got to submit yourself first. Many people want to resist the devil, but they haven't, first of all, submitted themselves to God. Submit yourself unto the Lord. He'll give you His Word, and then you'll have the wisdom to deal with the situation, and you can resist the enemy, and he will flee from you. Another thing you need to know is that whenever anything comes at you, God will deliver you out of it. He's promised it. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 11 and 12, Paul talks about the persecutions and afflictions which came at him at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. And he said, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Out of them all, God delivered him out of them all. And he goes on in verse 12 and says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Every one of us, as we live godly, we stand up for Christian rights, we speak the Word of God, we walk the walk with the fruit of the Lord Jesus in our life, you're going to suffer persecution because those in the world are going to come against you. They're going to persecute you for righteousness' sake. God says all that live godly are going to suffer that persecution. So you're going to have that happen. But know this, that out of them all, the Lord will deliver you. In Hebrews 2:18, when the temptation comes, the Bible says that he himself has suffered being tempted. He is able to succor, and that means to run to the aid. He's able to run to the aid to them that are tempted. And this is important for you to remember in the midst of the temptation. When the temptation's coming, the Lord is able to run to your aid when you are tempted. What's he going to do? He's going to bring forth the Word of God. He's going to bring forth wisdom. He's going to show you what the enemy is up to so that you can overcome the devil in your life. Praise God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, if you've been overtaken by a temptation, God will make a way for you to escape. You know, we don't have to enter into it, but this scripture deals with if you've been overtaken by one. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, there hath no temptation taken you, or really it means overtaken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you or leave you to be tempted above your able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. If you've been overtaken by something, God will make a way to escape. And it says that you may be able to bear it. The word bear, by the way, doesn't mean to carry it or you're supposed to put up with it. It means to stand in resistance to it. That's what that word means, that you may be able to stand in resistance to it. Because when God's going to deliver you out of something, you're going to get on the Word and you're going to stand in resistance to that temptation, and God's going to make a way of escape out of that thing that has come against you. I tell you, God will bring you out of that. You can overcome. In Daniel chapter 3, here we see the situation with Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar had that image and everybody was supposed to bow down and worship it. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not compromise. They refused to give place to that. And when he threatened that, he said he was going to throw them in the fiery furnace if they would not bow down. In fact, he even threw in that little temptation in verse 15, who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? He was saying, nobody's going to deliver you out. I'm going to throw you in the fire if you don't bow down and worship me. Well, verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, he said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, if what be so, if you throw us in the fiery furnace, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. He said, our God's able, and he will. That's the attitude you got to have. That's real faith. I know God's able, and I know he will perform his word. He's able to deliver you, and he will deliver you. Well, that's what they said. If you throw us in, he's not going to hurt us. God's going to deliver us out of this thing. Then in verse 18 he says, but if not what? But if you don't throw us in the fiery furnace, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Boy, that's an uncompromised stand, and that's the way you have to deal with the devil. He'll threaten you and tell you all kinds of lies. I'll tell you, you've got to be ready to stand against it. Whatever the enemy's trying to get you to yield to, you're not going to bow. You're not going to serve anything that he wants you to serve. You're not going to back off the word of God. And if he threatens you and says, this is going to happen and that's going to happen, you declare, God's going to deliver me. He's able and he will deliver me out of this situation in my life. Well, Nebuchadnezzar, which is a type of Satan, gets mad. He was full of fury and he ended up throwing him in the fiery furnace. Well, here they were in there. But in the midst of that, God protected them, praise God. They were cast in the midst of that thing. They had their coats and their hose and their hats and their other garments on. But while they were in there in the midst of that burning, fiery furnace, he cast them in there. And then he said, oh, I see a fourth one loose, walking in the midst of the fire. And who was that? That was an angel sent from God, praise God. He said the fourth form was of the fourth was like the Son of God, but later he identified that it was the angel of God that came to deliver him. And of course, nothing happened to them, and when he saw that it had no power, he called them forth, and when they came out of that thing, the Bible says the fire had no power over their bodies, the hair of their head was not singed, their coats weren't changed, the smell of fire hadn't even passed on them. It's as if they'd never been in it. And you'll find that when you get attacked by temptation or whatever the devil does, God will be there to protect you. You'll come through that thing victorious, and he will deliver you out of the enemies, praise God. And so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, not only did they come out of that temptation and overcame what the enemy brought, but they also ended up getting promoted, praise God. You overcome temptation, you're going to be promoted by the Lord because you've been faithful to stand upon his word, and he will give you the victory. Do the word, don't compromise, and overcome temptation in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.